Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Calm. Ever feel like your mind is running on overdrive? Like there's this constant hamster wheel of thoughts and worries spinning in your head, never giving you a moment's peace? Yeah, me too. But guess what? That doesn't have to be your reality. Today, we're diving into something super important. Creating a self-care plan that actually works for your mental well-being. Because let's face it, life can throw some serious curveballs, and having those mental tools is essential for navigating them with grace and resilience. Think of this as your personal roadmap to inner peace, a customized blueprint for keeping your mind sharp, your emotions balanced, and your spirit soaring. Now, before you go thinking self-care means bubble baths and face masks, although those are great, let me tell you, it's so much more than that. It's about prioritizing your mental health just as much as you prioritize your physical health. It's about being intentional with your time, energy, and thoughts. So, what does a killer self-care plan look like? Let's break it down into five essential ingredients. First up, mindfulness. Ever heard the saying, be present in the moment? It's not just some hippie mantra, it's seriously powerful stuff. Mindfulness is all about paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. You know that feeling when you're completely engrossed in a book or watching your favorite show? That's mindfulness in action. It helps calm the mental chatter, reduce stress, and boost your overall sense of well-being. Second, movement. I'm not talking about hitting the gym every day unless that's your jam. Just getting your body moving is key. A brisk walk, a dance session in your living room, or even some yoga stretches can do wonders for both your physical and mental health. It releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals, and helps clear your head. Third, connection. Humans are social creatures, wired for connection. Nurturing meaningful relationships with friends, family, and loved ones is crucial for our well-being. Make time for those phone calls, those coffee dates, those game nights, whatever strengthens those bonds. Fourth, purpose. We all crave a sense of purpose, something that gives us direction and meaning. This could be anything from your career to your hobbies to your volunteer work. Identify what truly lights you up and make time for it. When you're engaged in something meaningful, it boosts your self-esteem and makes life feel richer. And finally, rest. This one is often overlooked, but it's essential. Your mind and body need time to recharge. Aim for 7-8 hours of quality sleep each night. Create a relaxing bedtime routine, dim the lights, put down your phone, read a book, anything that helps you unwind and prepare for a restful slumber. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, our friend who's always on the go, juggling work, family, and social commitments. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and like she's running on fumes. Sound familiar? Sarah decides to create a self-care plan. She starts with 10 minutes of mindfulness each morning, just focusing on her breath and being present in the moment. She schedules walks during her lunch breaks to get some fresh air and movement. She makes time for weekly dinners with friends, connecting with people who make her laugh and feel supported. She rediscovers her passion for painting, setting aside an hour each week to create art that brings her joy. And she prioritizes getting 7-8 hours of sleep every night. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to notice a difference. Her stress levels decrease, her mood lifts, and she feels more focused and energized. Think about it, wouldn't you love to feel like Sarah? More grounded, calmer, and in control. So, remember, creating a self-care plan is an act of self-love. It's about investing in yourself and prioritizing your mental well-being. Take these 5 key takeaways: mindfulness, movement, connection, purpose, and rest, and make them your own. Experiment, find what works best for you, and watch as your life transforms. Ready to take charge of your mental health? Start small, be consistent, and celebrate every step you take towards a calmer, more balanced you. Head over to our social media pages, share your self-care tips, and let's build a community of support together. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.